My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right now, though, let's talk to Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. He's all over the place, man. He's calling college football right now. Of course, he's calling Falcon games. He'll be on the call next Monday night as the Falcons take on the Eagles. Wes, what was your assessment of Sunday's performance? Look, we didn't get the result we wanted. But as I said, right. I'm still very positive that we can end up where we want to be. It is week one. But for us, there's been some concerns. What did you see Sunday, and how do you feel?
I thought that two of the pillars that you have to do, regardless if you're playing Pittsburgh or if you're playing, you know, Philly Monday night or Kansas City in 2 weeks, I thought Atlanta didn't take advantage of the two things that I know you have to do in order to secure wins. You got to get touchdowns in the red zone, and you can't have anything worse than minus one, and certainly not minus two, let alone minus three in the turnover game. It's that simple. I mean, yeah, there are a lot of things that fall in between all that, but when those two things don't happen, you know, you're going to make it hard on yourself. And Atlanta made it hard on itself. And then, by the way, Pittsburgh got cranked up, mm-hmm. right? And when, you know, look, Justin Fields can be average if they're going to be that good defensively. And, you know, you're going to turn the ball over. And so, for me, it was pretty simplistic. I think we, to your point, Carl, a minute ago, I think we do too much, you know, referendum Monday deep dive, you know, win or lose, and more so when you lose than when you win an opening game about what your entire personality is. And I get it because in today's NFL, as we've talked about, you don't get to see these guys very much in August. And the reality of it is you don't know really what you have until you play that first game. It's kind of funny. The NFL has kind of found itself where some of these college teams have found themselves without having that preseason game. And those that, you know, you're kind of taking the wrapping off this thing in a for real game. So, I think it's pretty interesting the way this has played out. And now we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I think these first six games become really important, and, you know, you got to take care of yourself as well as play pretty tough teams.
It is our buddy Wes Durham. And that's the thing, Wes, we just felt, and again, we're not doctors, but it just didn't pass the eye test. All the things we expected to see in whatever Zach Robinson's version of mm-hmm. a Rams type offense would be, no play action, the predictability of the shotgun and the pistol set. It just seemed like you were almost giving T.J. Watt and company a chance to just tee off. And mm-hmm. and I just, if he's not ready, I get it. You're not going to telegraph that to the rest of the league, but he didn't look like he's ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard, you know, having seen some practices like you guys have, that's hard for me to understand, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, we saw him in practices. Now, I will say this, you know, 90 is a problem. He's a real problem. And you know, Caleb McGarry, good player, could not block 90. And when we put Kyle Pitts over there, 90 was still kind of getting home, right?
Right.
So Pittsburgh was kind of dictating the temperament of the game, Mike, through what they were doing in the pressure game. If you go back and look at the early stages of the game, Atlanta seemed to be dictating the temperament of the game, right? Yep. Offensively and to a degree defensively, too. You know, remember, you didn't realize, and I don't think a lot of people showed up at that game realizing Chris Boswell is going to be kicking field goals from the damn connector.
Right. No, defense did it. The defense did its job. You can't argue with that.
Yeah, and I think the defense played well. And that's, to me, the most encouraging thing is the defense was able to, you know, come out of there looking pretty good, to be honest with you. Now, the questions I have, you know, they allowed almost 47% on third down. I'd like to know a little bit more of the analytic of the way Jerry and Jimmy and Raheem look at that from a defensive perspective. But I thought they did a pretty good job. I saw a pass chart of Justin Fields today. I mean, everything was outside the numbers going to the sideline. There was nothing across the middle. Of course, I don't know with Bates and Simmons, I'd throw it in the middle either. But that being said, I still think, you know, we don't want to sell this thing completely out after just 60 minutes of football. Look, they're concerned. You know, Kirk is coming off. He's 36 and he's coming off an Achilles. Was he able to drive the ball down the field? I don't know that he had time to drive the ball down the field, to be honest with you. And play action, you know, play action may not have been the best idea because if he comes out of play action and they don't get the block set,
done.
I mean, we're talking about a guy who might be one and done playing. So that was the concern, you know, maybe, and I don't know because I've listened to Raheem's presser from yesterday, heard a little bit of his commentary with Arch. I think the idea is this is one step, and now, you know, the old adage, guys, you're never as bad as you think you are, as good as you think you are. And I think that's where we got to go for Monday night because Monday night's a whole different crowd.
It is.
That's a whole different dynamic, and you got to find a way to get 26. I don't know if you can stop him, but you better find a way to keep him in front of you for most of the night because Green Bay didn't the other night in Brazil for sure.
Saquon, yeah, he's still got it. We're talking with Wes Durham. I want to shift gears here. You were at the Clemson App State game. You called it.
Yeah.
And I turned the game on, Wes, and it was already 35.
Oh, God bless you for doing that, Carl.
Because I wanted to see, like so many, how they responded, right? App State,
they
you
responded.
Know this. Well, but App State, they've given some of the better teams, you know, certainly, you know, FBS teams. And I said, I want to see how Clemson – so I turned the game on. It's 35-0, and I'm like, what quarter is this? It was the first quarter. What happened?
Yeah, it was.
What happened in that game?
8 touchdowns in the first 8 possessions of the Tigers, 56-0 at the break. That's what happened. Again, it's funny how we're having this conversation. Clemson would be the example from week one of college football to week two. Now, they play, and we said this last week, Clemson played a really good team a week ago Saturday, did they not? I mean, the number one team in the country.
Yes, Georgia's defense, et cetera. Yes.
Georgia's defense, their offense is efficient. They got some depth. With or without some players, they're fine. But Clemson turned around and played a team that, in my opinion, is on the short list of potential G5 teams for the college football playoff and smoked them. So what does that tell you? Clemson with one loss might be a lot better than we thought they were when they lost by 31 to Georgia. Georgia had their A++ game out of the gate. Not to say Clemson didn't, but Clemson didn't, and this is Garrett Riley telling me this last Friday, we didn't make the automatics the automatics. In other words, the first pass of the game from Cade Klubnik to Phil Moffa's back hip was not the play you wanted. The easy throws were missed. Think about Kirk Cousins the other day. Yeah, he made some throws, but Kirk Cousins didn't look like he was – they were executing efficiently on the offensive side, and I think the third down number reflects that. That's what I mean by let's see what happens in week two and maybe week three, even though these are pretty strong cups of coffee you're getting ready to play in the next 2 weeks, too. I think Clemson is a really good example of how things can change dynamically from 1 week to the second just by the fact you play the game and know where you are.
Yeah, I still not sold on Dabo's assistance because it's 2 years in a row. Like, I know you're going up against Georgia, and they're a steamroller, but they made so many mistakes against Georgia. That's 2 years in a row going back to Duke that they weren't prepared for week one. Wes Durham's with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Speaking of the ACC, Wes, one team in the top 15, and that's Miami. And obviously, they had an easier week with FAMU, but they'll get back after it. The top end, it's all SEC. How impressed were you by what Texas did? I mean, and they're playing defense now at Texas, too, man.
They've been playing defense.
What's that, Carl? It's a total package for the Longhorns. What did you think?
Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
The thing about it is I give Texas credit because 2 years ago when all this was going down, I said Texas sure has the funny as hell way of telling people they're back, they're going to join the SEC. Right?
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, it's a hell of a lot easier to win the Big 12 than it is the SEC. But I texted Roddy. Roddy was in Arizona. Roddy Jones was in Arizona the other night for Arizona State, Mississippi State. And I texted him about three quarters of the way through Texas, Michigan, because like most of America, I didn't have ESPN in my hotel room because of DirecTV. Thank you. I was watching Texas, Michigan, and I texted Roddy and I said, Georgia and Texas is getting ready to be a thing. I mean, a thing, like intergalactic thing. Because Texas is the outside of Georgia, Texas is the best team I've seen this year. I mean, what they did in Ann Arbor, Michigan in the first half, Mike, you don't do that to a team. And I know Michigan's had some people leave and then and Coach Kaki went to the Chargers and all that. But the reality of it is they went to Ann Arbor, Michigan and laid wood on people.
Mm-hmm.
And I look, Georgia, Texas is going to be something. And I'll say this. I think Texas has got a full-blown argument after 2 weeks of being right there where anybody else is behind Georgia in the SEC. I think Tennessee looks dynamic.
Right.
But we got to get if you're a Tennessee fan, you know the bridge you have to cross, right? If you're Texas, you went to the college football playoff last year, you know, and you came within a Michael Penix dart of winning the game. And so I think Texas has probably got a little bit more under the hood than people realize. And let's give Sark credit here, okay? Let's give the guy credit. You guys were, you know, when he was here as the OC and people were kind of up in arms and then he went to Alabama and so on and so forth. Give the guy credit. He went to that place and, you know, stood in the fire a little bit and has built a really, really nice program with some talented coaches there. And remember, they lost their number one running back in the preseason.
Lost both.
They lost their number one running back in the first 2 weeks of camp.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm interested to see what Texas, Georgia looks like. But I think the Southeastern Conference, I think Ole Miss is teetering in that group. But I would say right now, Georgia, Texas, Alabama for sure. I'd be willing to put Tennessee and Ole Miss into that if they cross that bridge a little bit with some wins coming up.
It is Wes Durham, guys, here on Dukes and Bell, talking all things football. Where are you at this week, by the way? Who are you calling?
The renewal of a long ACC series that's since gone by the boards, Carl. Maryland at Virginia.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
You're
Cavaliers
right.
Are 2-0. Cavaliers are 2-0 for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I watched a little bit of them last week as well. Yeah, I'm curious to see what happens. I think the SEC, just from the standpoint of the playoffs, I think they're going to have 3-4 teams. Big Ten's going to have 3-4 teams. I'm curious to see if the ACC can get 2 in. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. But we got a long way to go.
Yeah, no question. And I think that's the part about this where, you know, look, Georgia, Texas are both going to be candidates to get in, okay?
Yes.
The question is, who's that third and fourth going to be? And what does the dynamic look like if neither the third or the fourth team is in the championship game in Atlanta? See, and that's where the
ACC. Who's going on the road, for instance, right?
Exactly. And where's the Big 12 going to factor into this? How does that look? You know, those type of things. I really think college football is geared itself now. Without intentionally doing some of the scheduling the NFL does, I think the college football product has gotten us to a point from mid-October on, everything is going to be impactful.
Oh, yeah.
I think really games are going to play themselves out. And championship weekend with these conferences, I'm not so sure yet that that's going to be as big a deal as we think it's going to be, but I think mid-October on through the end of the regular season is really going to be interesting.
But, yeah, but maybe that home field advantage or that bye, you know, is going to be up for advantage. Real quick, Wes.
Think about those teams, Mike, going to host the damn playoff game.
Right. And Wes.
Think about the environment that'll be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction,
Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get to see Alabama and Wisconsin, for instance. That could be one of those scenarios if things don't go right for the Tide.
Yeah, there's one coming this week. That's a good one.
Hey,
you're right.
You said watch out for Syracuse. I don't know what I don't think Tech did anything to punch. I don't know, to get Fran Brown so fired up. But they definitely used the physicality as a talking point, and his team responded.
Well, yeah, Fran Brown's got a lot going on, man. He finds things. He's a little bit like Paul Johnson. You say something crosswise, and all of a sudden, Fran Brown's got it in his craw about it. And you're like, well, I'm not sure that was said. Doesn't matter. I'm doing it. You know, Michael Jordan. But, yeah, Syracuse has played well. Kyle McCord deserves credit. Kid took a little heat at Ohio State.
Looks good.
He's gone to Syracuse and opened it up in a couple weeks. And, you know, so we'll see where they go. And then I think Cal going to Auburn now. I'm telling you, that sneaky West Coast ACC office y'all didn't really know about. That offer.
Quarterback was good. There. Yeah, quarterback was good. Yeah,
quarterback's nice, and the running back wasn't even healthy, and he's a legitimate first-round pick. So we'll see how it goes. It's fun to have this stuff going, isn't it?
It is.
Better than talking about it.
No doubt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all do that every day.
Every day. We do. Wes, appreciate you, man. Have a great call this weekend. And
hey, Carl, nothing about Kentucky and your money this weekend?
I'll be there. We'll see what happens.
No. I'm talking about last weekend.
Oh, that was terrible.
That was horrible.
Yeah,
that was
terrible. You know how Mike fell for 2 weeks.
Yeah, correct. That was terrible. No, my horns took care of business in the big house.
Oh,
I was good. I was straight.
Hey.
But the Kentucky game, I have no – listen, give Coach Beamer some credit, man. We got to get Coach on. He's doing well, man. He's stepping up. That first week, everybody's like, what's going on? Then they go up there, tough environment. We'll see what happens with Georgia this week.
Hey, Mike, sneaky Memphis Saturday, Mike. Sneaky Memphis.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.